This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
They're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, we're live. Yes, we are. We are back at the Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora, Florida, following a tremendous Constitution class. This is the third time I'm here in 3 days. Superdone, I'm just like stuffed on raw food. I don't know how I'm going to get it. Roll me out of here. You know, it's really great. So,
one of your favorite places to go, right?
It is. And the funniest thing, and by the way, you know, we have Michael Badnarik. He's not going to be on today, at least unless it storms, because I left him and the rest of the class out on the range, and they are having such a good time. This is, you know, one of the most incredible things here. Here you go. I'm on the radio, ma'am. This is one of the most incredible things here. If we mid August in Florida is hot, 95 and sticky at the least. And what we did, we went out on the range and it was like overcast, low 80s, a nice breeze, a day that doesn't happen in Central Florida. It's absolutely incredible. So I didn't want to come and do the show today, but, you know, that's just me. I'm just obligated. Got to do the radio show. Yes, ma'am. You can grab that. Now, people enjoying the food here and Sunday brunch at the Vitality Bistro. So, but one of the funny stories, the first night we got Michael, I got him from the airport, brought him up, and, you know, he's like, after dinner, he, what do you want to do? Hey, can we go into town for ice cream? I'm like, okay, that's not typically what I do. But, I said, all right, we can go to the traditional ice cream parlor that has ice cream like you know, or we can go up to my favorite place, Vitality Bistro. And he's like, well, what's closer? I said, the Vitality Bistro. She's like, okay, we'll go up the stairs there. Now, he doesn't know much about raw food. Michael, he bless his heart. He knows a lot about a lot of things. And he orders a banana split with three different flavors of ice cream and bananas and all kinds of wonderful things on it. He gobbles that thing down. He's in heaven. And so I said, Michael, how was it? It's like, it was great. Loved it. I say, by the way, did you know that ice cream was not ice cream? That was made from cashews, different kind of nuts. He's like, what? Are you kidding me? It was like, I was a little nervous.
Surprise!
But it was like, that's the ultimate test. If you can bring somebody to a place that does raw ice cream that's not really ice cream and they love it, don't tell them beforehand. Wait till after. And he loved it and he came back and had another one the next night. So I'm just saying, you can please Michael Badnarik on that level. That is fantastic.
Cashew ice cream. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, no, it's really, like I said, it's a specialty thing. When people know how to do raw food right, you won't miss the cooked stuff, and you won't even miss the dairy. I'm telling you, it's that good. So that is really great. Hey, Superdon, can you give Justin on the board Morgan's number to call? Because I want her to dial in. She's working on the notes right now, but I want her to get her feedback on the Constitution class we just held this weekend.
Yep.
You got that. That'll be great. I'm not able to, for some reason, I can't get the message to the stack. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show next couple of hours, we got broadcast healing. We got questions of the day coming. We've got some more Zika updates to get to calm your fears. If any of you in my audience is afraid of anything, shouldn't be Zika. And opening up this hour talking about this amazing Constitution class. Michael Badnar came in, and I've seen him do it before. I've attended his class before. But he brings history to life. He goes back to the dawning of the American Revolution, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and places it in context and helps us to understand what went wrong, why, and how. And for so many that are into political healing, because we do political healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but what people don't realize is they don't understand the cause of a disease, an ailment. How do they expect to reverse it genuinely? Right? So what do we do to apply the proper remedy? Is voting the proper remedy to fix everything, or is there something deeper that's going on? Do we need to change the hearts and minds of folks? Do we need to get them plugged into principle? This is the kind of thing that we ask the question, and of course Michael has some of those answers. And now we've got Captain Morgan, our humble and lovable assistant producer of Millennial Variety, on with us, Super Don. Captain, you there?
Ahoy there, mateys.
Hey, Captain. Hey, you know, thank you so much for all that you did to help organize this thing. It was just brilliant. Went off without a hitch. The people had a great time. In fact, they're still having a good time out on the range. We were just out there together.
Well, you're welcome. And we really did have a complete blast. The people who came out are just awesome individuals, and I was so impressed by the level of conversations that we were able to have, both during the class and afterwards. So, yeah, it was definitely a worthwhile event, and I'm glad that we had the crowd that we did. So,
yeah, and you and Op-Ed were there, which was great, your husband, and both from that millennial generation, looking at the things that Michael was teaching. And that was, for me, was a new angle. My son was there. He's 16. And I don't know, he's sort of post-millennial in that sense, but the perspective that you guys had and Ed had was really great, that we were able to talk, converse in a way that it just doesn't happen out there in the media for sure. But what was your sense of the things that were being taught?
I mean, I think that everything really rings true when you stop to think about it. And what I have found is that a lot of people my age that I speak with don't want to take a closer look at what's happening in the political world because they just feel frustrated. They feel like there's nothing I can do about it, so why even bother? But to have the type of information that Michael was giving so that you can have an intellectual conversation about these ideas, I do think it's empowering. And I think that it's worth it for anybody, whether you can come to a direct class or not, to do a little bit more research so that you're informed enough to express your opinion, no matter what it is, about how our country should be run and what we want things to look like going into the future.
Right, right. And I think the point of giving up, if you said the millennials say we can't change it, maybe now they're disappointed, those that went toward Bernie and saw that the system has become so corrupt, so in the fix, right? The fix is in. That, you know, you might just give up and say, I go home, I can't change it, I can't do anything. But I think the class really brought people a perspective on change that's different than just, oh my gosh, I got to vote, and if my guy or my gal doesn't get in, it's over, right? I think it's a lot more than that.
Absolutely. There's a lot that you can do just as an individual, and a favorite talk show host of mine always says that change starts at home. You know, we can always do a little bit better in the way that we handle ourselves and the way that we teach our families. And if you start to set an example for the people around you, like I was saying to Michael, you give other people permission to do things a little bit differently when you do it differently first. You know, right. Somebody has to be brave enough to start taking those steps.
Yeah, I think that coming together, you get a little bit of that bravery or courage bubbling up to say, you know what, I'm not the only one that feels this way. The loss of liberty, it doesn't feel good. What can we do to help contribute to gaining it? Is it about, you know, competing with the moneyed interest? We can't. So what else is it? You said it. Changing things at home, changing things locally, becoming more independent, living that concept of health, freedom, and healing liberty, or health sovereignty, as we like to call it.
Right, and I'll say this, I've said this so many times, but I just think that the organic movement in America is a great example of a place where we've really won. A lot of people think that the battle isn't over yet, and that may be true, but if Monsanto had its way, we wouldn't have Whole Foods. We wouldn't be able to shop organic even at a minimal level. So I feel like that people said with their dollars, this is something that's important to us. We're not going to let it go without a fight. That's a positive change that we have been able to make just in this last generation. So I think that there's definitely room to make more of those.
Right. We gave folks a sneak preview, if you will, of what we had taste of at the Constitution class. Last night at the Vitality Bistro, we had dinner, and after dinner, we closed the place down. They were so kind to keep it going for us. We did a Periscope video with Michael Bednarik specifically on the issue of the hashtag SB277, right? The idea that they've mandated vaccines for everybody in California that wants to go to not only public school but private school. And we gave a constitutional perspective, and we did the hashtag Vax. We had a lot of our friends that, you know, are supporting the Vax movie. And, you know, that was to your and Ed's urging to say, you know what, you guys need to go out there and do that. And hopefully people will watch that through Periscope, because it gives a sense of where Michael's at when a question like that comes on the constitutionality and then the rightful remedy as well.
Absolutely. So if you're listening, I hope you'll jump on Twitter and Periscope and follow Rob, follow Michael, and even just giving some social media feedback, asking questions that way, or sending a shout-out, that type of support is priceless. So it really does make a difference. I mean, that's something that anybody can do, and it's free. So it's one small step that people can take. It's just by supporting the people who are out there fighting the good fight is another way to be a part of the battle.
Yeah, and how about the gun range today? Wasn't that awesome? We had Ian, a former British Special Forces officer. Michael Bednarik was out there even training me on a firearm, and I was able to, you know, bring that scatter pattern down immediately.
It was such a blast. I mean, I don't have a lot of shooting experience, and Ian know everything. He really knows his stuff, but he's a lot of fun, too, so it's not intimidating for beginners, and I got to try some pretty cool things. So there may or may not be some video appearing of me in action. We'll see if I'm brave enough to post it.
Cool. And Coast Guard Corey was there. He did a video he said he was going to upload as well, so we'll see where that goes. But, Morgan, again, thanks. Great job. She's working the notes right now, folks, so stand by. It'll be up there at robertscottbell.com. We appreciate your support of Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty. And, hey, come on and join me here at the Vitality Bistro. Get some organic raw food, and that's strengthening your constitution, your body's constitution. It's not just like our nation's, but your body has one. Ignore it at your own peril. You can regenerate it, though, when you put in food that is healing, that is loving. The vitamin L is flowing. We've got a Zika update after the break. More absurdity coming from the mainstream media on a virus never caught in the act of actually doing anything to anyone. All right, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. VitalityBistro.com will be linked up in the show notes as well. Check out some of the pictures from the Constitution weekend coming up.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, Go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, maybe the First Amendment is working. Is it possible that the message is getting out about the fact that Zika doesn't cause birth defects? It really doesn't. Well, in 1 out of every 9 cases that they said Zika was there, they said they found microcephaly. Now, 1 out of 9 cases... You find the Zika. How is it the cause of all of the issues that they claim? We've been talking about that since the beginning. The question is, would the rest of the people pick up on it? Because we're not CNN, we're not NBC, we're not Fox or anything like that. But I think that people are getting smarter on this. The big issue, again, concern, is that they're going to spray everywhere, everybody. Toxic pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, larvicides that are known causes of birth defects, including microcephaly. Contaminating the food, contaminating the water. And it seems like the people are starting to pick up on this. That's good news. And according to the latest poll, Zika is not changing most Americans' travel plans, except to the pesticide zone in Miami that people, I hear, are fleeing because they don't want to be sprayed with toxic pesticides. Imagine that. So, Superdon, I don't know if it's our fault, but somebody is not doing their job of propagandizing the American people to fear the virus known as Zika.
It's interesting because they really did put a lot of work into trying to get people to be terrified of Zika, and it's not having the effect that I think that they were hoping for, because you're seeing people not changing their travel plans to Florida. They're just not really all that concerned about it. You know, we covered a story last week about people's concern about Zika, and the majority of people just, whatever. No, I'm not really worried about it, you know. So I don't know what they're going to do at this point. You know, as we covered, I think it was day before yesterday, you had them trying to scare people about the delayed onset microcephaly.
Yes.
Which, you know, I think is the latest card that they've tried to play on here, where it's like, you never know, you know, suddenly sometime, you know, your head might shrink. But yeah, I guess it's good news. Like you said, it is good news because
people just aren't being scared. What did we figure out about that, that delayed onset microcephaly? Like, you're born with a normal head, and then they say, but you're still not out of the woods. It might
sometime in the first 6 months of life,
right.
Your head might collapse, yes.
Right. And I'm just like, dude, this is really extreme propaganda. This is desperation, because the only thing I can consider is that they want everybody to get a new vaccine that hasn't even been developed, that may be waiting in the pipeline.
Well, come on. I mean, it's like, I hate to be cynical, but then again, I don't. You've got the drug companies that are reluctant to create the vaccine because they lost money on previous flu vaccines, and they lost money when they tried to jump on the Ebola train. And so they're hesitant to go out and spend the money and invest the money on creating these vaccines because they're afraid that it's going to burn out, right?
Right, right.
So it just kind of makes sense. If you follow the bouncing ball, follow the money, where is it going? You know, the government has a vested interest in getting people scared to death of this Zika thing so that they'll run out and get their vaccines. It's just it's entertaining to watch this not work this time around.
That's great. They try to create the demand for a product that is very dangerous, that has no liability, and that is almost mandated by government.
All we have to do, people have short-term memories. Mm-hmm. Remember Tamiflu?
Yes.
I mean, come on. I mean, there were just thousands, millions of dollars that were spent by governments around the entire world stockpiling.
Yeah.
All of this Tamiflu, and Big Pharma made, you know, I mean, they went out and bought a brand new yacht that year.
And
that's what happened. The flu didn't happen the way they said it was going to happen. There wasn't a demand. Then they found out that Tamiflu didn't even work. So people are a little bit wary now, and I think they're getting used to the propaganda machine. This has happened so many times that I think people are catching on.
It's a Chicken Little scenario. The sky is falling. You've said it one too many times, and it didn't fall. I'm not going to believe you anymore. Now, the question is, what if it does really fall? Well, what are you going to do at that point? We have ways to prevent these issues. Even if you're afraid of a virus of any kind, we know how to stop viral replication, for instance, with silver hydrosol, modulating your own immune system, enhancing the functioning of every cell, and that includes taking whole food selenium, the kind we get from choosetobehealthy.com. All right, we're live eating some organic food. I'm going to have my beautiful sunrise organic juice on the break, and then we'll be back with a question of the day related to hepatitis C.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, it's a delicious show today. We are at the Vitality Bistro, and you can check them out. Links will be up in the show notes. Captain Morgan's working it. It's been a great weekend with Michael Badnarik and lots of friends, including Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, and some people from pretty far away came to town. I think this should, you know, be happening for 500 to 1,000 at a time, but, you know, the few people that are really ready to stand up for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and also healing what is left of this nation, if it's at all possible, getting together and having intellectual discussions, historical perspectives, sharing them. I live for that stuff. It's really great. Now, I've missed some of the Olympics, though, in the interim, Super Don. So I heard that Phelps won his 23rd Olympic gold medal with the relay win. That's quite an era that might be coming to a close, although at his level, he might be able to do it again in 4 years.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, everything that he's said so far would indicate that he's looking at moving on to another thing in his life other than competing. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. You know, I mean, listen, he basically came out of retirement for this Olympics. So I guess, with somebody like Michael Phelps, you don't want to say, never.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's something to be said about going out at the top of your game, too. So,
right,
I don't
right.
know. We'll see what he ends up doing. Maybe he'll open up a cupping chain or something.
Cupping chain. Yeah, it's like, cupping crazy. Are you crazy? No, I cup. What do you mean you cup? No, I spoon. Wait, I don't know what you do anymore. And the dish ran away with the spoon. But, yeah, you're right. The cupping phenomenon really got a lot of publicity. And I know, much to the chagrin of our skeptic friends that are just, they flip out anytime anything that violates their religious dogma, and believe me, their religion is the religion of scientism, and they worship people in white lab coats, and anybody that, talks about energy, it's just, despite the fact that that's how everything runs, is considered, out of their mind, or in this case, cupping crazy. And we laughed about it because you predicted it, but to the 24 hours in advance that someone was going to write about it, and we talked about it. But this article coming out of the Irish Times says cupping, it's as silly as homeopathy. Well, for the people who use homeopathy, I don't find it all that silly. But that's fine if you think it's silly. It doesn't bother me as long as you don't get in my way of utilizing it or anybody else's. That's where you cross the line, and that's what makes him even more upset, Super Don. The idea that, health freedom legitimizes it, because we can't stand in the way of somebody's freedom to use crazy things like cupping, right? Tell Michael Phelps it doesn't work.
I don't know if it's my age or what it is, but I've become really annoyed with people that feel the need to, quote, legitimize everything. Mm-hmm. It's got to be legitimized according to who? Just shut up and let people do what they want to do. I don't care what it is. If a guy's carrying a rabbit's foot around for good luck, I'm not going to go over there and try and explain to him how dismembering the foot of a rabbit has not been scientifically proven in order to increase your chances of success in anything. Who cares? It's gotten to the point where I just want to punch people right in the nose. But this guy,
he takes it to another level.
I'm not familiar with the Irish Times. I don't really, they're not one of the usual outlets, so it kind of surprised me that it came from here.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, when you read the article, by the time you get to the end of it, he's literally pulled out the most outrageous things to try and use as an analogy to cupping.
Cupping, yeah. I've never heard anything like this.
Nuts in my life.
Super Don, I want to read this because you got to go to an... You talk about a religious fundamentalist. Again, not in the way that most people think of religious fundamentalism. We're talking about people that have drunk the scientific Kool-Aid. And this guy has. He says this, like witch dunking and ritual incest, cupping has been around for centuries. Like, how do you come up with a sentence like that? You're heating up...
How bad of a party foul that sentence is within the skeptic community.
Yeah,
that is a huge logical fallacy right there.
Right, but they're given their own fallacies and they're blind to them. But think about this: you heat up air in a glass, little cup. You put it on the skin. As the air cools, it kind of pulls the skin up. It pulls the blood flow in. The lymphatic fluid starts to move, and there's legitimacy because we know how it impacts. Now, that's not a question. Now, the question could be, do you want to use cupping to achieve that, or do you want to use massage or some other method? But instead, to link it to witch dunking and ritual incest, these people have lost their minds. And it's not that we're surprised by that, but boy, this guy went to a whole other level.
Yeah. It's, you know, and whatever. I look at these things, I get a little frustrated, I laugh, and then I just move on. Because these guys, trying to talk to one of these guys to convince them otherwise is, you know, like talking to a wall.
No, you don't need to bother. Don't want to waste your energy. He calls the century an irrational century. The entire century is irrational, right? But the reality is there's a basis for all of these ancient healing modalities, or they would have gone a long time ago. And that's the problem they have with homeopathy. They can't explain it except to say it can't work, but yet it's, you know, maybe considered the second leading used medicine system of medicine on the planet, according to the World Health Organization. Can you fool that many people? Maybe. But even as we've said, if it's only placebo, and I believe it to be beyond that because of the impact on babies and animals, even if it were just placebo, there's nothing wrong with that because it's a safe way to bring healing to the body without intoxicating it. Now, we want to talk about crazy stuff in science. Let's talk about hepatitis C. We got this thing is just bonkers because they made an entire religious path in modern medicine about hepatitis C because they got Harvoni, a drug that'll probably cost you, what, $1,000 a month for six to 10 months, however long you're supposed to take it.
I thought it was $1,000 per pill.
You might be right. I'm trying to kind of reduce the price for folks. But, you know, this relates to a follow-up question of the day from Lori. She says, hey, Dr. Bell, my mind is blown. I'm so confused. What's a person to do? Here's my problem. I have hepatitis C. You have addressed my issues before regarding that problem. I understand your stand on that and supplementation on the whole. I recently wrote to you regarding my new onset of moderately elevated enzymes. I have since found out that D3, vitamin D3, and omega-3s can raise your enzymes. So I stopped the omega-3 and cut my dose of D3. I'm 59 years old and want my husband and I to start taking coenzyme Q10, but read that somewhere that also raises your liver enzymes. Good Lord, Super Don, is there anything we can do that won't raise liver enzymes? So she says, I can't always get sunshine most days over most of my body because I'm in New Jersey. And I work in a hospital during the daytime, so I'll probably have low D levels now, and I can only hope that my omega-3 will be made up through chlorella and chia seeds. So, what are your thoughts on CoQ10? I'm so frustrated. Even the good stuff is affecting my liver. Oh boy. This is one of those things where the enzyme issue, when you're already into detectable elevated enzymes, we acknowledge there is an identifiable liver congestion that's gone on perhaps for years by the time they come to that conclusion, and they'll call it hepatitis C. Now, the fact that you take something, now if you're taking the right form of D3, it's in a food, it's not a synthetic. If you're taking the right form of omega-3, it's a food, and it's not got mercury or other things that have caused it to go rancid, and I don't perceive that to be problematic. Although people can take too much D3, it's a fat-soluble vitamin, hormone, so it's not easily metabolized like vitamin C. If you took too much vitamin C, you'll pee it right out immediately. So there are stresses on the liver, stresses on the entire metabolism of the digestive system that I perceive may be happening here. A normal person could take D3 and omega-3s and not have elevated enzymes, but you're already in a situation of dysfunction within the liver. So what can we do? CoQ10, you know, there are a lot of factors and that it works for, including, of course, mitochondrial function, energy production. Is that my go-to for liver issues? No. Can it be helpful? Yes. She says, I'm just about ready to sit down and order a cheesesteak, have a beer, and throw out all my supplements. That's frustration. Although she did put not really. She ordered the alpha-lipoic acid, and she upped her selenium and chromium, as I suggested, and she's going to have blood drawn in about 5 to 6 months to see where she is. That's cool. That's fine. Now you can have a litmus, if you will, or a measuring stick 5 to 6 months from now being on a different protocol. She also says this, I totally stopped asking for the viral load test because I do understand now that it's meaningless as it fluctuates so much. And I'll add to this, Lori, that it doesn't differentiate between active replicating viruses and circulating debris. Okay? Oh, by the way, she says my husband had a viral load count of 8 million and his liver enzymes were perfectly normal. Thanks for letting me vent, Lori. So there's another case. It's like, oh my gosh, your liver enzymes eight million, but your enzymes are normal. What does that say? And then I would say, Lori, ask your husband how is he feeling, right? Bottom line, how are you feeling? That matters, even though it doesn't matter to doctors who only look at you as an analysis of chemicals and the tests that they read and the numbers that they read from it to frighten you into taking drugs or to keeping you away from things that would absolutely reduce any type of viral manifestation, replication within the body. Now, in addition to the alpha-lipoic acid, I would have you on homeopathic liver drainage remedies. The three remedies, if you want, you can take them every night or one night and next, and you can rotate through them. Bryonia alba. Take a 10X or a 15X every night. Then take the next night Nux vomica, a 10X or 15X every night. Then the next night, take Chelidonium, a 10X or 15X every night. And you're going to support all of your other efforts from an energetic metabolic perspective, homeopathically, to enhance the function of the liver as you're doing all the other good things. And I also mentioned the Ayurvedic liver support formulas. There's that formula by Himalaya. It used to be called Himalaya USA. It might be Himalaya Research now. But it's liver Care or Live 52. This is a remedy that's considered like a drug, even though it's an herb, in India. It's like the number one thing that they prescribe for liver disease. So I would look to do that. Continue with the selenium and the chromium. And you will get your analysis 5 to 6 months from now, and then we'll talk again, Lori, okay? So I appreciate that. Great question. Great follow-up question. Keep coming. Keep them coming. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, if you want to keep your kid in utero healthy as they're developing before they are born into this world, remember to take 100 micrograms of the whole food GTF chromium 3 times a day through pregnancy, all the way through, and prepare even prior to that. Okay, folks, we're going to be back with more powerful healing. We've got a story about a bay in Tasmania and why PETA is upset with its name after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Scott Bell Show. If you missed the show, you missed last week, Super Don, talking about another experience with the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including Oceans Alive, marine phytoplankton, that pure phytoplankton that Ian Clark comes on from time to time and lets us know about. Of course, Super D, you've been sleeping better because you don't have restless everything syndrome because of the ease magnesium topically. But you've been just rocking the marine phytoplankton, the Oceans Alive.
Yeah, I literally at this point, it's working so well for me that I can't imagine not having it at this point, because I don't have the afternoon fog thing that I've had for so long. And, you know, a part of that's my fault. I mean, you know, I love chugging the coffee and stuff, but man, what a difference it has made in my mental clarity. And just throughout the day, my energy level now is like normal, and I don't have the ups and downs and the crashes and all that stuff. So it's, yeah, I can't say enough good things about it.
Just occurred to me for Lori, if you haven't also gone on the Oceans Alive, that's a difference maker, too. You know, functionally, a deep level, and they isolate and go, oh, let's do CoQ10. Okay, fine. But that's only one factor of many, many in a living food, in a whole food supplement. So, Lori, look for you guys to get into the Oceans Alive as well and get back to me on that, too.
It's super easy to use. I mean, I get up in the morning, I get a glass of water, I put two droppers in it, and then I do another one, you know, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's it.
Can you handle the taste? Some people don't like green things.
You know what? If you put in enough water, you know, I probably put it in about 8 ounces of water, maybe. A little bit more. And it's got, it's green. I mean, it's phytoplankton. It's not going to taste like like chocolate or something. But
right.
Yeah, it's not bad. If you can do wheatgrass shots, you could definitely do this stuff.
All right, cool stuff. Speaking of delicious, eggs and bacon. Wait a second, did I say that? I'm at Vitality Bistro. There's a bunch of vegans here. They're going to stone me.
Oh, no. You're in trouble now.
Yeah. Now, the thing is about vegans, they're pretty committed to the lifestyle, and I wouldn't dissuade them if they're doing well on it, because my bottom line is, how you doing? How you feeling, right? But the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is a little annoyed with a bay. Yes, a bay, an ocean bay in Tasmania. And they want its name changed from Eggs and Bacon Bay to something else, because they're afraid, you know, what if a vegan goes to Eggs and Bacon Bay and they suddenly become a carnivore, right? Come on, that's not going to happen.
Aye.
Right, they want to rename it, what is this?
Apple and Cherry Bay. Yes.
Right. Yeah, Apple and Cherry Bay. Of course, the pig farmers are not going to be happy about that. Everybody's, you know, you got to make everybody happy. Oh, why don't you call it Apple Bacon and Cherry Egg Bay? How's that? Everybody's happy now?
No? Weird.
Would that work?
Yeah, I don't know. This is silliness. Apparently, the name Eggs and Bacon Bay came from the colors of the wildflowers that cover the shoreline. They're like red.
Oh, it looks like eggs and bacon. Okay.
Yeah. So somebody said, "Hey, it looks like eggs and bacon." I suppose they could have said apples and cherries. Although the thing is that, you know, no flowers. What would they do anyway? It's like, do we really need to change the name of a bay to reflect a healthier vegan diet? What about the people that live there? What if they're not vegans? Why should they have to change the name of it to accommodate some organization from miles and miles away? You know, it's like, why? I don't understand.
This is the time we live in.
Although it brought up an interesting thought, because, you know, if PETA is so concerned about a bay having the name Eggs and Bacon,
right?
What do you do about the eggplant?
Oh, ow, that hurts, Superdome. Don't do that.
And vegans eat it, so are you like a bad vegan? Are
they,
you
make it
blasphemy because you're eating an eggplant?
Can't they call it the pear plant, similar shape, right? Couldn't they just, to, you know, be sensitive to a vegan?
Purple,
be sensitive to the vegans, okay?
I don't know.
They can be some militant people. You gotta be careful.
Well, and these PETA people are still, they think that you know, high levels of cholesterol and fat from eggs and bacon is bad for you. So they're a little bit behind the times on the science.
They're not following the science on that. Remember, of course, we're talking about from clean sources, not toxic, antibiotic, heavy metaled to death. All right, folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. We're going to talk pesticide poisoning if you fly to certain regions of the planet. Although it's not new, it's making news, making headlines in the era of phony Zika scares. We got that. Hopefully we'll get Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, and maybe Michael Badnarik in before they're heading back in from the range soon. So we might see them after the break right here at the Vitality Bistro on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baradiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.